Greetings to you, saints of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. It has always been a privilege and a blessing getting on this platform to hear those precious words from the mouth of God's servants. You know, daily those words helps our hearts to quench the fiery darts of the enemy and passions that are not of God. It also helps to grant peace in our hearts and uproots every root of bitterness and fill up those vacuums. That's what David desired, that daily he dwells in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for his words, and we also bless God for Brother Andrew Peary and Brother Nzima, whom the Lord have used to organize this. The Lord bless you richly in the name of Jesus. I am Brother Joshua Nice Akpan, and this week I trust the Lord will be blessing us as we approach the Word of God. We will be looking at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, with our emphasis on verse 2, which talks about obtaining good reports. We want to also see how we can obtain good reports, just as our elders, the ancestors, obtained good reports. So I pray that the Lord bless us as we incline our hearts to his word, in Jesus' name. Without further delay, I would like us to get to Hebrews chapter 11. From verse 1, it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report." By it the elders obtained a good report. So we're speaking on obtaining good reports. It appears that faith seems to be spoken of in every age, in all the scriptures. Even more than we see in scripture, faith is, a lot of things are attributed to faith. And to Jesus, I want to believe his major contention with the Jews was not just about the law alone, about circumcision alone, about the covenant alone, but was their inability to believe in what God was doing. They could not see because they could not believe. So their problem was faith, including the disciples of Jesus Christ, though they believed in Jesus, but they had not faith enough to be able to perform his works and understand the things he speaks. So we see Jesus will tell his disciples, "You of little faith." Sometimes in Matthew chapter 17, he even told them, "Ye perverse and faithless generation, bring the child to me." And when they brought the child and healed the child, they went back to ask him, "Jesus, Master, why could we not cast him out?" He didn't tell them, "Oh, because you didn't shout, you didn't do this." He said, "Because of your unbelief." So there is a lot that is being attributed to faith and to lack of faith. So we see that Jesus, whenever he's encouraging someone who has acted by faith, he will say words like, "Oh, I have not seen such a faith, not in Israel." So faith was important to him, and he said this. He said, "When the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith?" And that's why we want to first consider and understand what faith is before we can proceed to know how we can obtain good reports by faith. I pray the Lord grant us help in Jesus' name. Now, if we want to look at faith, Of course, we know that everyone has faith. The world was framed in such a way that we have to trust in one another. That's why humans get disappointed, because we believe, we expect. And if you are expecting, it means you have faith. So here, faith means to believe or to have confidence on someone or something. And I would just like to use that first before we look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Let's just consider the very simple principles of faith or words of faith. It means to believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. So the word faith, first, we could say, is to believe. And I said initially that everyone has got faith, whether those who believe in Christ or not, they've had faith. They have faith. They believe in something. I believe some months ago, our precious brother Piri, and also some months ago, Brother Nice, they both traveled to Norway and for missions, and for the Brother Piri to have left Zambia to Norway, he couldn't trust his legs to do that. Of course not. There was a process. He had to get on the flight and believe that the time that his ticket has, that his pass has, was going to take him to Norway, and in that specific time. He trusted that. Aside that, he was getting on this heavy mass, and that was going to be suspended in the air for hours, and he trusted that such a thing would not fall to the ground. He may understand the principles behind how it's on the air without falling to the ground. However, we know that sometimes those principles fail. We have plane crashes. So it might have 97% success rates, 98% success rates. Well, what is the assurance that you're not going to be among the 2% failure? You just believe. So whether you are a theist or a non-theist, those who claim they do not have faith or do not believe in anything but evidence, I believe when they are getting on that flight, they do not take their tools to the cabin or to the engine to check if the plane is suitable to fly. They believe in the reports given by the airline. They don't even know the pilots. They're not related to any of the crew member. But they just believe that the pilots can take them from one end to the other end of the journey. This is faith. That's human faith. But here we are believing in principles, in laws postulated by men that has 97% success rates and have some outliers. And we know that somehow there will be a first edition, second edition, because it's not perfect. Just to see if perhaps they could, you know, improve and advance on the knowledge that they've dished out. But God has said in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He cannot change his mind. His word is perfect. The word of God is sure, is perfect. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never change. So if we can have confidence on the record of men, how much more should we put our entire confidence and trust in the record that God gives? Amen. So we see that in John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 9, he speaks about the record that God gives. And if we can believe in the witness and the testimony of man, then we should be able to believe totally, to die, wanting to die for the testimony that God, who is not a man, also gives. Amen. So as we proceed to see how that these are elders, these are ancestors, they threw their entire weight upon the record of God for them to obtain good reports, then we also must do likewise for us to obtain a good report. And I'll have you know that the record that God has given is only about His Son. God did not just write. He's writing or is testifying with a purpose. And the purpose is about His Son, Jesus Christ. So everything can change. In fact, the only consistency that man has come to adopt is change. And a songwriter, one of the hymns says, change and decay in all around we see. But it takes he that changes, that does not change rather. So we see that God does not change. His word does not change. So if we must have a good report, then we have to throw our weight, just as the elders did, we have to throw our weight upon the word of God, upon His record, upon His testimony. So I want us, as we proceed, this is an introduction, but as we proceed, I will have us to know that the journey to a good report begins and ends with faith. The Lord bless you richly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.